What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Tuesday, June the 5th, 2018, and here's the daily. We are less than 1 week away from E3, and there will most likely be a huge outpour of rumors, teasers, real news, fake news, you name it. I'm not a huge fan of talking about rumors and speculation, but depending on how things go, if necessary, I will provide a separate episode with rumored information. We'll keep the dailies filtered with confirmed goodies. So, with that said, based on a Game Informer article, Tomoyo Asano, an executive with Square Enix known for producing the Bravely series, mentioned that the team that worked on Octopath Traveler became its own division in April, and they'll be specifically working on original titles for the Nintendo Switch. No hints on what games they are, but man, this feels like it could be how Squaresoft was back on the Super Nintendo. If Octopath Traveler is truly a success, it's likely that we'll be seeing similar style RPGs for the future, and that definitely has me excited. Galaxy Trail, developer of the game Freedom Planet, recently tweeted a photo of what looks to be Freedom Planet on the Switch. The Switch's screen is obstructed by the Freedom Planet soundtrack. They've been working on a sequel for Freedom Planet, so maybe it's the sequel? Maybe it's both? Well, based on what's shown, there's definitely some form of the game on the Switch coming soon. We will know more, likely, next week at E3. So if you've checked it out lately, you may have noticed some new options on the Switch eShop. During recent network maintenance, looks like Nintendo changed some things around. They've added a featured tab, which they will most likely use to highlight certain games of their choosing. They changed the sales tab to a great deals tab. And they've upped the top sellers to a list of 30 games, which you can now filter between digital-only titles and all. Definitely some good changes, but still need a lot more. Demo section, please? Hopefully we'll see some more changes in the near future. It looks like a random Redditor spilled the beans on a new Nintendo Switch accessory. A picture was taken of an officially licensed Nintendo GameCube controller mock-up made by PowerA. I don't exactly know how mock-ups work, but what I do know is based on this picture, third-party Nintendo GameCube controllers are on the way. It's not too much of a surprise, but it definitely has us looking forward to knowing if first-party GameCube controllers will be a thing for the Switch. Since the Wii U's GameCube controller adapters currently work, it's a definite possibility. And finally, it's Tuesday, which means time for new releases. There's a total of 20 games releasing this week on the 3DS and the Switch. Let's highlight a few of them, starting with Shaq Fu: A Legend Reborn. One of the greatest games of all time, arguably, is back with Shaq. That's Shaquille O'Neal for those of you who are too new. He's back to attack hardcore to settle the score from 1994. So that's the best I can do to hype this game up for you. It's a side-scrolling beat-em-up game that probably isn't worth the $19.99, but it's out today on the eShop. There's also Blaze Blue Cross Tag Battle, which is a fighting game mashup of characters from Blaze Blue, Persona, Under Night in Birth, and Ruby. If you're into anime fighters, this is definitely for you. It's out today retailing at $49.99 for physical purchase or on the eShop. And finally, none other than Sushi Striker: The Way of Sushido. It's a brand new IP from Nintendo where you help Musashi end the Empire's tyrannical monopoly of the world's sushi supply by becoming a sushi striker. I played the demo and it's a fast-paced puzzle-based RPG that'll entice you right from the start if this game is for you. There's also a free demo on the Switch if you want to give it a try. It's available physically and on both the 3DS and the Switch eShop. It's $39.99 on 3DS and $49.99 on Switch. And that's all for today. Shout out to those who have recently favorited the podcast on the Anchor app, Renzo Sanchez and Ammon Thompson. Thank you both for your support. If you have any feedback for me, you can send me a voice message through the Anchor app, which can be downloaded on iOS or Android. Just find Nintendo Seconds and click the message button. Or you can find me on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.